And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Glad to have and grateful to John Blau of the Posting Courier for joining us here on the show to talk Clemson ball. John, off day, did you get some sleep? I mean, did you even take the pajamas off on Saturday, or was it a couch day like it was for the rest of us?
It was a couch day. To be perfectly honest, I had a medical procedure, a dental procedure on Friday, so I might sound a little lispy because I had a retainer in my mouth. But, I took some downtime, but it wasn't exactly the most pleasant.
I was going to say, that's a hell of a lot different than I sat on my couch drinking beer and eating popcorn. You know, I'm sorry to hear it, John, but I'm glad you came out the other end able to still, you know, talk.
Yeah, I'm still able to get words out. They just sound a little goofy, but... bye weeks are my only opportunity to get this done, so I got it done, and yeah, I sound weird saying the word weeks. I can't get that word out of my mouth, so let's try to avoid that one.
I want you to know, John.
Wow, you are heartless, Rob. I mean, you're having him on with this, man.
Well, I didn't know, all right? I'd have given him the option to take a day. I will tell you this, John Blau, right after COVID, Rob Brown had a case of Bell's palsy that flared up, which I've never had before, never happened again since then. I could not say the word S because, or the letter S, because half of my mouth wouldn't work. So whenever we would talk sports radio, it was the way. You're fine, is what I'm saying here, but it could be worse.
Oh, yeah. I'm not that insecure. I'm okay with it. We can labor off.
All right. John Blau from the Post and Courier joins us every single Monday to talk Clemson sports. Of course, Clemson on the bye this week, and that gave them the extra week to get ready, get set up as the Louisville Cardinals are next up on the schedule. Start with this one, John Blau. How does Dabo handle off weeks? What is the structure around this football team for the off week for Dabo Swinney?
Yeah, I mean, talks about playing against open in terms of, you know, we're not playing against an opponent in particular on that Saturday, but we are, you know, practicing against ourselves. We are playing or practicing to a standard to be competitive the next time we're on the football field. So I think it was a little bit of a gift that they had a couple games going into the bye week where they weren't perfect, where they, you know, obviously defensively, a lot of the reserves giving up a lot of points at the end of games, some undisciplined moments, some penalties against Virginia. I think that actually helped because they could go back into practice and really try to hone in on those things and work on themselves, because they know, you know, everybody's talking about how front-loaded the schedule was coming into the year. It actually looks like it's more backloaded with, you know, Louisville, a pretty good football team. They can score a lot of points. Virginia Tech, Pittsburgh, a couple of road trips that are not that easy. So I think they have a pretty good focus on themselves, knowing they have to kind of really improve to be able to finish off this ACC slate and try to get a spot in the playoff.
Yeah, it's interesting because it did feel with NC State up there, with Georgia up there, with Florida State up there in the preseason, it did feel like it was going to be front-loaded. But now, and you brought it up, you've got Louisville, but it's a trip to Virginia Tech. It is a trip to Pitt, who is a top 25 team. And then, of course, you wrap it up with South Carolina, and we'll find out if what's happening with Shane Beamer's Gamecocks is an illusion or if they have indeed turned a corner. But that game may be a little bit more difficult than anticipated. Talk to me about the mentality of this team, making sure they stay dialed in. Sometimes teams can find a little something, start putting 40s, 50s, 50s, 60s up on the scoreboard, and it might change the mentality of the team a little bit. How is this team staying centered and dialed in when all of a sudden the last five games look like they might be a little pop to them?
Yeah, I mean, Dabo Swinney said it himself that, you know, last year they started 4-4. They had to win five straight games, have the quote-unquote, you like to talk about, November to remember, to kind of finish that out. This year, they have all their goals still in front of them. Obviously, they had that loss to Georgia, which wasn't great, but they still have, you know, they're undefeated in ACC play. They put themselves in position, but now you have to finish. You have to have another November to remember to kind of, you know, attain your ultimate goals. I mean, I think Barrett Carter, the linebacker, was talking to us a couple weeks ago and was asked for his goals for the season. He said, hey, I didn't come back to go to a bowl game. Like, interpret that as you wish. But they want to go back to the playoff. And so obviously you put yourself in position, but you have to win these games. If you look at the ACC realistically as an outsider, I don't know if two ACC teams are going to make it into the playoff. So you have to win. You have to get into that ACC title game and you have to win that. So there's obviously a ton of urgency. I think they know that they have to take care of business, or their ultimate goals might not be attained.
We were talking to John Blau from the Post and Courier. He covers the Clemson Tiger Athletic Department as the Tigers get set for a home game against Louisville coming up this weekend. If Louisville is a danger to Clemson, John Blau, what would you say they do well that Clemson needs to pay particular attention to?
Tyler Shuck, the quarterback. Obviously, we saw against Boston College, they got behind, but I mean, they can make some plays in the passing game in a hurry. This is another 25-year-old quarterback. I mean, they played Hank Bachmeyer early in the year from Wake Forest. It's another 25-year-old signal caller, a lot of experience. Obviously, a guy that can really play with a lot of poise and a lot of anticipation and smart and knows where to put the football. So obviously the secondary has been pretty good, the first team secondary, but I mean the second and third string secondary and at times even the first string, just giving up some big passing plays. They have to be disciplined. They can't have any busts because it's a Louisville offense that can score points. I mean, they put up 45 against Miami. They came back against Boston College. This is a team that can score a lot. They tend to be slow out of the gate, but they can make a comeback. They can rally. So Clemson's defense is going to have to play all full four quarters, which they haven't really done a lot of this season.
This team is scoring 42 points a game. That is good for fifth best in the country. And of course, you're always going to have the folks, John Blau, that are going to say, yeah, well, when you got Stanford and Florida State and Wake Forest on there, you should. But there's a lot of teams that have that schedule that are not putting up 42 points a game. To date, so far, especially with that big win over Wake Forest, putting 49 up on the board, etc. What would you say? And let's keep the optimism as high as you want here. What would you say would be the thing offensively for a team putting up 42 a game that you would want to see them dial in on, knowing that on the road at Virginia Tech, it's going to get loud, it's going to be raucous, you've got to be concentrated. What's the one thing you would think this offense needs to be working on or you hope that they did during the bye week?
I think running the ball with some more consistency. I know Phil Maffa has had four games with 100-plus yards in his last five, but there's been times where it's taken a little bit of time for them to really establish that. Obviously, you're hoping that Tyler Brown and Bryant Westwood Jr. are available as well, so that kind of adds the explosiveness of your passing game. But, I mean, I think that the surest way to beat any team is to establish the ground game, to be able to take pressure off your quarterback, to kind of really wear down the opponent and take the crowd out of the game. I mean, if you run the ball on them and constantly picking up 4, 5, 6 yards, that can be demoralizing for an opposing team. So you bring that on the road and you kind of stay on schedule and you're consistently stringing drives together, it's going to be hard for opposing defenses, no matter where you're playing, to beat you. So I would think the run game is an area where they could improve a little bit. They can be a little more dominant. Obviously, they're still averaging about 200 yards per game in that phase, but there's just a little bit of an extra, you know, that they could bring to that, I think, really take this offense to another gear.
John, last one. Do we have an update on the wide receiver core health? I mean, I know we're missing a couple of guys last week, but haven't really gotten, at least I've been able to tell, much in the way of updates as to availability of guys like Wesco. Do we have any?
We haven't talked to Dabo Sweeney yet this week. I mean, we'll talk to him tomorrow. But at the same time, he sounded pretty optimistic about both of them. Tyler Brown had a tightrope surgery. And so, you know, he related that to Tyler Davis, a defensive tackle they had a couple of years ago, had the same procedure. It took him a couple of weeks to get back. So obviously he's had 2 or 3 weeks now. So there's a chance he could be back. And then Bryant Wesco, I think there was a chance that if it was like a really he needed to play in that game, the last game they played, I think maybe he could have. They were just kind of being cautious with him. So I would expect him back as well. I'd be surprised if either of those guys doesn't play against Louisville.
John Blau covers the Clemson Athletic Department for the Post and Courier. Kind enough to join us in this segment every single Monday. John, my man, go rest up. Take it easy, buddy. You got a long week ahead of you, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll be fine, but I appreciate it. Thanks, Rob.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.